Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transation. This time we'll be covering Digimon Adventure 2020, Episode 29, Escape the Burning Jungle. I'm May, and this time I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi!
Stevie will not be joining us this time, but we have Stevie's thoughts to read up in, read out in Stevie's stance. So we will do that when we get to the usual Stevie's stance discussion area. Just a bit of housekeeping before we begin. The website is down at the moment. I was meant to be upgrading it Friday, so a couple of days ago, but I went to the tech store on Thursday to get something for the server, and I was unfortunately in a car accident, so I've got a bit of whiplash, a bit of a concussion at the moment, so can't do the website just about yet. The link dump will be delayed, and the blog post has obviously been delayed. And yeah, so that's not super fun. And I think also the link dump for last week's episode didn't get posted because of the... this has been like a long process, and I was meant to finish doing the website, but I did not, so... Yeah, there's a few things that are not up on the website. If it ever does come up, it'll not have that until I'm finished with the upgrade. So, yeah, Zuramon ate my data, and Koshiro said, well, it's only one website, so it doesn't matter. So Koshiro's not helping me out here.
Hey, he's taking the night off, so, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Website is not up at the moment. Sorry about that. I will get to it. Obviously, when I'm not mildly concussed, and I don't have and my neck can be moved without a little bit of screaming. Eesh. Or without pain medication.
Yeah.
So it will be up at some point, hopefully this week, hopefully by Christmas, depending on when this one part arrives. But yeah, so sorry about that. I will get to it as soon as I can.
Yeah, you better be sorry you got in a car accident.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sorry too. It absolutely wasn't my fault though. I got rear-ended, which is not fun.
Oof, yeah.
And not fun for the car, not fun for the other car, because
yeesh, yeah.
At least like when you get rear-ended, the obviously your the back of your car is buggered, and your head jerks back quickly. Congratulations, you get whiplash. But the other car, the front of the engine just completely crumpled in, and the radiator or something burst, and there's just all this stuff like flowing from the car. So the other car is not having a good time at all. My car is just like the back bumper looks like it's about to fall off. It got towed. So that's good. He doesn't have insurance, but I have insurance at least. So yeah, that's it'll be fine for me,
eventually. Yeah, no. At least where I'm from, driving without insurance is a crime. I don't know if that's...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, here too.
At
here
one
too.
Point, Europe wasn't always like that, and that's weird to me, but fine.
Yeah, so that was fun. Website is not up because I was in an oopsie. But I was I got to have Thursday and Friday off, which were my last 2 days of work for the year. Okay. So...
Well, that worked out perfectly as far as recovery.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, work, because it was on my lunch break, and I was like, yeah, I won't be able to work for the rest of the day. I'm in an ambulance at the moment.
Can somebody hit push?
Yeah. So one hell of a way for getting out of work. But anyway, I guess on to the show with that bit of housekeeping out of the way. Episode 29 starts up with Taichi has just lost Hikari and he falls over, and Agumon tells him to stand because who else will save Hikari? And then Agumon, like, he thanks Agumon, and Agumon just goes, which is, you know, it's fine. But if you just read the subtitles, Agumon just goes, sure. And it feels like really just almost passive aggressive if you just read the subtitles.
I forgot about that.
He actually just makes like, you know, a noise of acknowledgement. Like it's a, like it's, you know, it's an energetic.
Yeah, very much, yeah.
Like, I think it's more like a yep, but, like, the subtitles writing it at a sure is just so... It feels so passive-aggressive. Like, he's like, yeah, sure, Taichi.
Okay,
and it's just... I'm going to use that as a screenshot reaction for the rest of my life, because it is just...
It's so much.
I know, there's just something so perfect. It's great. Anyway, So Taichi tells the rest of the group what happened, and that he's going after Hikari. Koshiro is going to continue the investigation of the rocket incident, and Tentomon reminds him to not forget about meeting up, which I just, I know this isn't in, like, you know, a sass from, I mean, I think it's not a sass from Tentomon, but I just found it so hilarious.
I think it is. Tentomon's sassy.
It's what I, yeah, it's just what I felt happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, obviously, Mimi has found many nice gemstones, and Joe is now in a hot spring with many Nanimon, and he looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah, so yeah. So, I mean, like, I think Nanimon is just, they're doing a joke about old men at public baths, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely here for this. Like, he deserves I'm here for break. Mimi having a great time.
Joe is finally getting to study.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's not studying anymore, but I'm glad that, like, he's actually he's taking it
until
easy.
He
I'm
was
glad...
ready to stop. Good for him.
Yeah.
No, it's great. No, I really, like, I enjoyed that aspect of it. I enjoy every part of this that is not the plot of the show.
I enjoy the end part of the show with Sora.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But even anything that was, doesn't have to...
I was annoyed at
yeah,
parts
anything
of it,
that's
but...
not Taichi.
Yeah. We've said so much Taichi. So... We had Taichi for dinner yesterday.
Yeah, we had so much... This is like leftovers Taichi. Like, we had so much Taichi, we still have leftovers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a huge group of Megadramon fly overhead, and there's still no sign of Gigadramon, which is like... I think we've already had Megadramon, and it's nice to actually sort of see... Digimon that we've seen before and that Taichi recognizes as a Digimon that we've seen before. But I don't know why we're not having Gigadramon. Because Gigadramon is also cool and he's blue.
Yeah.
And there could be a bit of a moment of like, oh, look, is that Megadramon? No, it's Gigadramon, who I'll is just honest, the same Digimon.
I think it's just that they didn't want to even pay for the cost of recoloring the like, God, these are so photoshopped. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of great shots of Megadramon in the distance.
And there are so much so... good fire CG shots today. Oh my god, so many, gosh.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, the quality of drawing the characters in this episode wasn't super terrific. It wasn't, like, hilarious, but
not most
there,
of
there
it.
Was a lot of, still, it's like, it's not as bad as the Cyberdramon, but it gets close.
It's not so much off-model as we're going a little more, there was a model.
Yeah, they had an idea. Anyway, so the Megadramon start to shoot the forest with fire because they saw the episode title. And then herds of Alomon are also in the forest. And then there's some machine Digimon, which originally I thought might be Trailmon and Locomon because I completely forgot the episode preview last week. It's actually Tankdramon, which I think this is the first time I've seen Tankdramon in anime, I'm pretty sure. So that's pretty cool. And so Ogamon senses something and stops running. And a bunch of trees turn out to be Woodmon, and I really love this. I don't know why, I just really love this cool, like, effect. And I
that's
feel like
thing
the entire
Woodmon
budget
can do?
For...
Yeah, I was, yeah, I dug it. It was just a weird thing for no one to acknowledge as, oh, right, that's a thing that, you know, can happen.
Well, like, they're creepy trees in a forest, like, they kind of just do that. But, I don't know, I really like this. Like, it's just... And I'm also really happy to see the fact that Woodmon aren't evil in this episode. Like, I feel like every time I've seen
Woodmon are always Woodmon, so evil, and, like, they're trees. What?
Yeah, they're just really nice trees. They're just kind
they're just
of, like...
chilling.
They're really passive because they're trees. Like, I know they meant they look creepy, but I never really understood why the trees were meant to be evil.
And then we get Greymon, like, who does even more fire, but this time it doesn't set the forest on fire, because, you know, it's good fire.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad about the continuing theme of Greymon just attacking with fire at fire and wondering why it doesn't work. Like,
this
it seems
it
to be a
worked
theme now. Like,
real well this time, though. He took out four of them in one hit.
Yeah, but then, like,
because
when
we
he
didn't
did the
have the budget
fire.
For damage that didn't involve standing there while an attack happens, then turning into pixels.
Yes, which is just what happens now. A bunch of Budmon show up, which, by the way, are Lalamon from Season 5, which is really, really great to see. Again, we're getting a lot of Digimon who show up in the Digimon card game. The booster set that just came out, like, the other day, which just arrived yesterday, has Lalamon and a bunch of Digimon from Savers in it. So it's just really nice to see all these Digimon that are coming out in the cards, but also Digimon that we haven't really seen since, like, the season of Digimon where they were a character. So, big fan of seeing Budmon, and then we see a Lopmon from overhead. So I'm like, oh, I got excited because, like, oh, yeah, well, I vaguely remember.
They teased us with Lopmon last week. I was here for it. Lopmon's great.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, maybe I'm misremembering this, but when we got the lore of, like, oh, we have Holy Digimon, and then we have these Digimon who save the world, but then they were reverted to babies and I don't have any memory. I vaguely remember, like, Cherubimon being shown, like, yeah, along with the other Holy Digimon.
That was definitely a thing.
And that's why I think I thought of this as more like a Frontier, like, prequel or something to do with Frontier.
I am curious to see if Lopmon is going to be more than just this one episode. I did not, from the zero lines, get the impression that this was going to be a real character. We needed someone for Taichi to need to save, and Hikari's missing, and we're not going to talk about her today.
Oh yeah, Lopmon is definitely just a Mon of the week that we are rescuing this week. Like, yeah. I think it's just I don't think it's a character, which is concerning.
Hikari can be replaced by a particularly boring lamp.
Yeah, it's like, this time it's not a sexy lamp for older brothers, it's a sexy lamp for furries. Like,
you're not. It's just wrong.
Yeah, it's just, we have Lopmon now. And the preview made it look like that we should care about Lopmon, but it was just another Digimon for us to save.
It was another Digimon stare at the camera because animating is hard.
Yeah, so
there is so much stock footage in this.
Oh, there's so much. So the Woodmon asked Taichi if he has come to destroy the jungle, and we learn that the Woodmon are basically good guys, which is really nice to see. And suddenly there's a huge noise, and the Woodmon calls it the Hunt, and then it's just apparently another Digimon that's looking to commit Vore again, so Taichi gets the Digivore flashback to Groundramon.
Can we stop doing that?
That's less than 20 minutes into the episode. And we have the Digivore, less of the like 20 minutes into the podcast episode, and we've got the mention of Digivore.
I honestly think we need to stop mentioning it, because it's apparently just an integral part of the show that, yep, yeah. This is a world of Vore. World of Warcraft.
Like, yeah, it just went from, you know, oh, this is something that we'll mention every so often, to we're getting, like, a new flashback to Vore every time.
Yeah, I feel like we could be done with the flashbacks. We know that things die. It's an interesting theme. Like, we just decided to go with what if evolution actually mattered to Digimon. And I'm kind of here for that, which, I don't know, getting ahead of myself on theories. God, if they want to do something with the fact that they have 36 more episodes, can we maybe get them to do something with alternate evolution paths, because that's how evolution works.
Well, I'm still hoping that, like, up the adventure stuff by like episode 40, and then the rest of the 26 episodes is just 02.
That would be amazing.
Like, great. And we even have a bit of time to do the Wonder Swan episodes.
Yeah, they saved their budget for the 02 kids. The people that apparently I am the only person in the world would love to see come back.
Oh, I would love to see this. Like, 02 had a lot of problems, but I feel like they could...
It had good
bones. Like, 02 deserves a reboot or a try again. Like, so does Frontier, for that matter. Like, Frontier and 02 are both seasons that had a lot of places they could have gone, but the writing kind of held it back. Like, Frontier could be really good if they actually, like, had good writers. Like, I really liked the concept of Frontier. It was really something different. 02 had great characters, well, the potential to have great characters. I like Ken being evil. I thought that was pretty neato.
Yeah.
I liked that it tied into a video game that was never released. Well, was released sort of in English, but only the first game, and it was sort of a limited, like, I want to say Hong Kong release?
Yeah, it was very much an East Asian English release, which is always kind of wild.
And that was only, like, the first game. Like, Anode and Cathode Tamer got, like, the English translation, but none of the other games got released in English as far as I'm aware. I know that the Virtual Pet one did.
Read a book in 20 years about the evolution of English as it exists in games released solely in English in East Asia. That's going to be a wild dialect.
Mm-hmm. But so anyway, back to the actual episode we're watching and not like our hopes for the next, 36 episodes? No, yes, 36. Wow, there's still so many episodes. Wow. Anyway, so at this point, I'm kind of wondering, hey, is Taichi about to participate in a filler episode? That's great. I'm glad that he gets, like, we finally get filler. And I think this is the first episode of, like, actual filler where we don't learn anything. We don't get any new evolutions.
Yeah.
We just kind of, we don't see where Hikari is. We don't get an update with Hikari. We don't get an update with anything.
No, it's very much filler. I wish we could have started off the filler with someone, anyone else getting character development.
Yeah, like, if this was just, like,
if this had been Sora's episode and Tai was there, I could have really been into this.
Like, if it's just, like, maybe Tai stays on the ground and is depressed, and all the other characters are kind of, like, dealing with whatever they're dealing with.
Yeah, let Taichi be vulnerable for a goddamn second.
Yeah. So, yeah, he gets a filler episode, and Lopmon falls over as the group's running away from the fire, and Taichi saves her. And Lopmon just stares at Taichi blankly because lamps don't get to talk. Like, we had Hikari, who was just standing in the way of danger only to be rescued by Taichi. And then Taichi would then, like, save Hikari, and Hikari would just stare at him. And Lopmon does the exact same thing.
At this point,
without,
like, I am
any
convinced
internal monologue or without
that the
any,
reason
like
we're doing the Digivore thing is explicitly that animation is hard and we can just make things explode like it's a video game, and then also that we need to pay for voice acting by the word, so we're just gonna really cut down on dialogue this year.
Yeah, basically, like, was there, besides, like, the Koshiro parts, I don't think there was any dialogue.
Almost none. The Woodmon talked a little bit.
Yeah, the Woodmon, like, kind of give us exposition of, hey, Digimon want to eat us,
mm-hmm.
which we kind of already gathered from the last, like, I want to say 4 episodes where we've just had a character remember, like, have flashbacks of Vore.
Yeah.
That's kind of just what happens.
We're doing so many flashbacks because then we can reuse footage. It's so bad.
Yeah. Like,
Shout out to the workers. I know they have to be overworked, but it's showing, yeah. And God, I wish they would throw any amount of budget at this show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think we need to, like, hammer in the fact that Digimon eat. I mean, as much as I love the fact that we are addressing that Digimon need to eat,
mm-hmm.
Like other Digimon, and that's survival of fittest, that kind of just, that's how that works. I don't need a flashback every episode of the previous episode where we had a Digimon eat another Digimon. Like, I don't
and it's been
Tai
specifically multiple times. It's not like, you know, Mimi is like, whole, you know, breaking down because, hey, she's having a very reasonable reaction. No, it's the same character just having to remember that this happens.
Maybe Taichi, like, genuinely has memory problems.
Yeah. It's
like the whole, like, his whole family does. That's why he, like,
yeah.
Like, I was, so, for some reason, when he fell over and Gogumon says, hey, who's gonna save Hikari? I so badly just wanted him to say, who?
Look, like, the gene for ability to remember, you know, time in a continuous line is also linked to the ability to, you know, speak or have memories. It's very sad. It's very sad, and I'm proud of him. He's doing a lot despite that.
Yeah.
By charging bravely at anything he gets the chance to.
Yeah. But, so Woodmon say that they will fight, but then they basically get eaten by Alomon, which, by the way, big fan of Alomon showing up. It's actually Hawkmon with the Digimental of Courage.
I'm so into that.
I don't want to reiterate on that,
but I like that we're doing evolution again, and please do Digimental stuff. Let Mimi's gems do that. Make them not just a weird pretty thing for me.
Yeah, like, and just have everyone have different Digimentals, and then, like, when Hawkmon uses the Digimental of Courage, Taichi says, hey, I remember almost being eaten by these guys.
Oh,
like,
snap.
I
they
don't
should
know,
just
that'd be cool.
Use each other's crests. They show different people's crests on the devices all the time when they're doing phone calls. Have someone else's, you know, feeling, purity, or reliability, or what have you. Get a different evolution. That would be so good.
I can't believe we haven't also given the crests names. Like, they've not, like, said that they have names or they have, like, purposes or triggers for the evolution. Nobody, like, not even Koshiro said, hey, you ever notice when Taichi shows courage or Yamato shows friendship or Sora has a heart or something. Like, have you ever noticed that, like, or I have knowledge, you ever think that, like, you know, that causes the evolutions? Maybe we should, like, point this out?
They do keep having characters notice it. I think they keep, and it's been stretching on for way too long, going back to this, we really need to have some voice acting again. We have not had an episode since, I don't know, when they went to summer camp way early in, where characters got to talk about the world and what is happening and, like, care about anything besides the thing trying to eat them. And got, like,
yeah.
There are so many things you have opened up you could do here. Like that conversation.
Yeah. I mean,
and instead, we killed Devimon and I don't care. Nothing happened.
Kosho's been, like, has been named, but only on, like, his tablet in, like, the second episode. It just says, like, the Emblem of Wisdom or something in English.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. The characters haven't really spoken much. Like, we have basically Kosho giving us, like, a running commentary on what's happening, but that's about it. Like, and I guess it's kind of what I'm looking forward to when we have, like, this separation arc. Like, we get to, like, have time with the other characters. Mimi looking for gemstones to make accessories, especially because I think that's what she might be doing in Kizuna. But I kind of like that. And I kind of like how Joe's still studying. Like, these just tiny bits about the character are things that we haven't really had much of. Like, it's just...
I'm going to pretend to be a Dark Souls nerd here for a second and compliment them on their non-linear storytelling. Environmental storytelling, okay. That's the buzzword.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, so the Taichi gets the Digimon to escape while Greymon fights with the Alomon, and then meanwhile, Kosho fills in the rest of the group about what's happening in the human world, and then how he just says, oh, a few satellites have control system issues, and he can't see a problem with that, which is just, it feels weird. Maybe he's saying, oh, it's just SpaceX, and who cares about Elon Musk?
He just hasn't realized that, you know, those satellites do things. They're not just there. Oh,
yeah.
Oops, sorry, I accidentally turned on my space heater. Oops. There we go.
Well, it's because of Kosho. Kosho turned on the space heater because it's a space heater. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, I don't see, like, it seems like it would be a huge problem.
Yeah, no, like, at a minimum, I like having GPS, and that's also basically what happened that caused the boats to take 5 episodes of ridiculousness.
Yeah, and I'm kind of worried that, like... I mean, it could just be that, like, we're forgetting that he's just a 9-year-old kid, and he's just kind of doesn't, he's not thinking.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's only thinking about physical, like, you know, instantly killing people disasters, which is not totally unreasonable after the last 2 big things involved it more or less immediately killing people eventually. Whereas, you know, hey, GPS doesn't work. Well, I mean, technically, yes, people did. There was a time before maps, but it would sure change the world for quite a while. So, I mean, yeah, that's all a whole thing. So I'm willing to give this a pass. I was actually going to compliment them again on we've got the smart character dealing with, like, reasonable problems and eventually coming up with not totally unreasonable solutions, even if we hand-wave the hacking. And as a person who has made a lot of jokes about hacker movies, good job.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, so that's...
Be the winner.
They're kind of just... Yeah. So then we get a shot of Mimi and Joe, who are both just having the time of their lives. Mimi has got so many gemstones, and Joe is just sort of having an... He's just dizzy.
Yeah.
Because Goemon reminds him of the fact they have to meet up with their friends, and Joe's like, but I'm so dizzy. And I'm just like, can we just let him rest?
Like you said, y'all should meet me here. That sounds like a very reasonable decision. Tyus pretty much got this. We're just fighting random mobs.
Yeah. And I'm kind of here for just, like, having, like, slice of life, them just enjoying the digital world. Like, I liked when we first saw Mimi, and she was just kind of, like, living in the digital world.
Yeah, no, like, that was so good, because I want more backstory that we just never got about how Mimi got to the digital world and what she did during that time. That was so good.
She immediately became queen.
I know. I hate that Mimi has not had enough personality to make more jokes about being a queen again, because yes, queen slay.
They kind of forgot the fact that she was a queen.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure she lost her bag at some point, and we've just not We're just yeah, not,
no,
we're
she's
not
using her hat. She left the bag at home.
Ah. Yeah, but like they kind of just, I don't know. She kept that bag for a surprisingly long amount of time.
She did. I'm trying to remember if we saw her with it when she was in the limo coming to the park, you know, like normal people do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think she just left it at her house, which is not an unreasonable souvenir, but you should have brought a different bag, hon. You are a girl who knows how to walk in heels. Come on, don't pretend that you don't carry a bag.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But, I only just remembered about the bag, to be honest. So, I wouldn't be super surprised if the animators just stopped.
Yeah, they just decided it was too much trouble, which is such a shame.
Or they just forgot.
They could sell me that bag tomorrow, and I would buy some for me and my friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If that was merchandise, like, I'd be all over that. Mm. Anyway, so, yeah, Mimi and Joe are having a great time, and then we see what Taichi's up to, and a Tank Dramon has revealed himself, which is super cool. He destroys a Budmon, which is a weird choice of Digimon to destroy, because Budmon is a baby Digimon, and it doesn't really make him seem...
I mean, it makes him seem like a jerk, but...
He's like, well done.
What do you even get from
killed
that?
Killed the baby, I guess.
Yeah. Like, apparently...
Like, what data? What data did you get?
I'm sort of wondering... Are we gonna keep pretending upgrades are a thing and evolution is a whole thing and just eventually have Greymon get enough EXP to unlock an alternate evolution path? Is that what we're doing here? Because I think that might be what we're leading to with all of the biting and all the vor.
Yeah,
all the really specific vor.
Yeah, the specific vor that only Taichi apparently can pay attention to. But I know I'm kind of here for that. If we like actually have branching evolution paths, like well done.
Yeah.
Like well done actually like having the thing that has been in Digimon since the start of Digimon, which is the fact that Digimon can just evolve different paths. And we've only mentioned that in the anime like once, and it was with Skull Greymon, and that's the not this season of the Digimon, but the other Digimon where we just said, Digimon evolve different ways depending on how you look after them. This was a bad evolution.
Like, the weird thing about this is that it has not, I don't know, it hasn't been acknowledged by the characters, because the characters have not talked about the mechanics of the world they live in at all, which is wild to me, considering, you know, we can have someone upgrade the mystical devices that can send radio messages across universes, but we can't talk about, evolution's wild, huh? What are those things that keep showing up?
Like, I feel like this show has so much world building, but at the same time, it doesn't. Like, it has world building,
it's a mile wide
have,
and an
like,
inch deep.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have...
I'm sorry, it's a kilometer wide and a centimeter deep.
No, I got big thing, small thing. Like, I got that reference. Like,
and
I
yes,
do understand.
But it was much funnier to me this way.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. 100%. But, yeah, so just branching evolution paths, that could be super exciting. Let's go and do that. I mean, we've got dark evolution, but I want more in-depth about that, especially when it comes to, like, the fact where, like, well, we have your miasma evolution, and then you have your digivor evolution, and then you have your magical kid battery Jesus evolution. Like... Let's expand on that a little bit, Digimon. We can go places that don't suck.
And it looks like they want to do that, but they also don't want to, like, make new models very often, because the Mugendramon thing was just so wild. I don't know, just the weird glowing that, again, you could tell me this is a thing. Maybe we only halfway got to that stage. I'm with you on that. It lets you hold off on giving us a named evolution episode. I'm with it. Also, I'm sort of vaguely rewatching this as I go through, and Metal Greymon just getting bit on the shoulder with the metal arm and then crying out in agony is just wild. Why?
The metal arm hurts.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can use it as a shield, but getting bit hurts.
Yes, absolutely. But, we have Taichi fighting, and Greymon's able to destroy three Alomon by throwing a Megadramon at them, which is fairly cool. And I do love the action in this episode, even though it's just like Taichi again being the main focus. Like I really do like the action. I love that it's more not just hey, I'm attacking, and now I'm attacking bigger. Like there seems to be some fighting in it, and later on we even have Tachi actually being thrown from Greymon. Like, we haven't seen that since maybe the first few episodes. I think Tachi was thrown from Greymon. He should have died in that moment, but he was still thrown from Greymon. I feel like for the amount of times where Tachi's been on top of Greymon and should have been thrown, it's not really been shown much.
Yeah, like, God, I also am going to point out just how, like, really terrible the fire animation is again, and how once we, you know, finally blow up the evil Digimon, there is no damage to any of the trees. They're just back to normal again.
Yeah, which, that happens.
Yeah, forest fires be in Australia, right?
Yeah, they just stop the moment we're done talking about them. Which is what the Prime Minister thought, honestly. Like, he just went on holidays. Like, it's kind of like a joke now, whenever there's a crisis, it turns out that the Prime Minister of Australia is just on holidays. He's on holidays at the moment, by the way.
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right. We get that here, but we say he's playing golf.
Yeah, whatever, it's fine. The leaders can do whatever, they don't have to, you know, lead. They were elected to play sport, not to lead or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we get an evolution to Metal Greymon, and as with the evolution to Greymon, it's a full fully animated, full sequence one, where we get the, like, the Greymon one started off with the Bottomon and Coromon shots, and this one is just the full length, which I always feel...
Yep. So I want to comment on this, because I feel like, again, just padding for length, my impression is, because I checked to make sure that my client was on 1.0 speed, because I think they slowed down the evolution sequence.
Really?
I think they just added 10 extra seconds.
Really? Oh, I think this is just, like, we just haven't seen the full sequence evolution for a long time, but the full one is a bit slower when they're doing, like, the quick evolutions.
It sure felt long for one pretty uneventful part of the episode.
Oh, yeah. But I'm always one to point out that, like, the length of evolutions, as it seems to be a good indicator of how much plot is in an episode, like, how plot-heavy an episode is.
Mm-hmm.
And because we just straight up get, like, this this two full-length evolutions, I'm kind of thinking,
can't spare
this episode's
one for, like, Sora to exist. Like, we didn't even say she was on her way.
Oh, no, she did. Like, she found out that, like, Koshiro was doing stuff and, like, Yamato was existing and Mimi was having her best life and Joe was having his best life. Like, she did say Berdramon. Like, there was, like, a small amount of, like...
I guess.
Time.
It was enough that I forgot Sora was in the episode, which is what happens Sora when she's in an episode.
Well, that's what happens to the writers, just sort of say, oh, whoops, did we forget to animate Sora again?
Yep.
She showed up. There was a moment where she was doing a thing. Like, she was going somewhere. She didn't say it, but she said Bergamon's name, which, in terms of this season, means we're having some plot or something, an evolution, or we're going somewhere, because all we need to say is the Digimon's name, because that's how we communicate.
Yeah,
it's like the reverse Pokemon.
Oh, and we could just say it completely emotionlessly, because we don't want to do too many takes.
Yeah, and also we don't
the second for audio. We're not going to have two characters pass the Bechdel test,
and we don't want to have Sora... Oh, wait, no, this part did pass the Bechdel test because Palamon and Mimi were talking about gemstones.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. God, I hate that.
All the episodes with Palamon and Mimi do pass because they're both girls. Like, Digimon does pass, like, a surprisingly large amount of Bechdel tests, like...
Fairly well, because... but here it felt... phoned in is even being charitable.
I don't think any of the boat episodes passed, except for, like, Hikari showing up and Sora saying, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
But Hikari didn't really reply, so...
Can you call that a conversation?
Maybe I'm 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have Metal Greymon being able to destroy a few Megadramon fairly easy, but then struggles when it comes to fighting the Tankdramon, who I'm fairly certain is just another perfect. And now I'm starting to think power levels in this season... just are more complicated
than
in previous
seasons.
They're
very big, yeah.
Like, it's more of like a, they can be this, like, it's like in Pokemon, where we have...
It's very Pokemon.
Because in Pokemon, you can basically evolve.
I have...
And not really.
I actually kind of wonder, with Survive, if we're not building into, oh yeah, we're just, we're doing effectively the same mechanics as Survive will have.
Yeah.
Which would like, be really interesting, especially if we do, like, if any of my jokes about Rio and just pulling the multiverse together, which I still think is a really good idea if we're going to pretend Digimon Universe is a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, like, I mean, I made a joke on the Twitters the other day.
Ooh.
And it was, take sip of whiskey. What if Survive is only delayed?
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, unironically believe this.
Yeah, I didn't say it if I didn't think that, like, kind of think that there might be some truth behind it. Like, what if Survive is only delayed
because
Colin was delayed, and Survive is actually, like, a stealth, like, reboot or continuation or something to do with the One to Swan games? Because
I would
we do have
that.
Millennium on.
Yeah, well, and I believe there is a point at which Mirei and Rio interacted. And so I based on like what happened with Cyber Sleuth, I could 100% see them deciding to just pull this together.
No, Rio hasn't interacted with Mirei.
No?
But,
okay, they very much should.
She's interacted with Mameo, who is the main character in Digimon World. And interacted with Rina, who is in Digimon World Redigitize, I think it was?
Yeah,
the
that
one
sounds
on the
3DS. Right. Yeah.
So
that's Redigitize Decode because it's a remake, a very significant remake of a much worse game that I translated.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm told that that'll be out soon.
Yay! But, yeah, which is good. And you should definitely mention that on the show because people will probably want to play that.
Yeah, I will check in with my friend Mark, Romstar, for anybody who follows that. I'm definitely not going to say anything that is, you know, anything I've been asked not
hey, I know,
to, but...
I know Romstar.
Yeah.
Romstar and I are both mods of the Digimon Discord server.
Yeah, yeah. Mark is really cool. Yeah, we worked together for a few years on the Redigitize thing. Cool. I actually got to visit him once. He and his...
That's cool.
I think wife now? Anywho. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. I'm surprised Mirei hasn't, like,
Mirei
just rolled
up show
with Rio.
Up. Oh my... Mirei should be why like, Hikari's being weird.
Yeah, like, if Mirei showed up and we actually have something that links all of the games with Adventure, like, if Mirei
just
sort of shows up with
sense.
Rio, I mean, that'd be fine. And then we've had... Okay, the only one from a different season who has met Rio, other than, you know, Ken, obviously, and Agumon, and all of the Adventure kids have met Rio, but they had their memory conveniently wiped.
Yeah, they weren't sure if they were going to let that be canon or not at the time.
Yeah. Which they're still not sure. The V-Tamer Taichi has met Rio.
Yeah.
So V-Tamer Taichi has met like a lot of characters.
Yeah. No. And I feel like it would be a really smart thing to do, like money wise, if you just say, oh yeah, by the way, all of them are in one big universe, because that way you can just bring Tai in for your crossover episode and bring the ratings up once in a while. It'd be fine. You can bring in O2 characters. You can do anything you want at that point. And
I mean, I can't remember, have you seen the Digimon who were on the Colin Digivice yet?
I am aware that it happened, but I don't pay too much attention to it.
Okay, because there is one Digimon that makes me... No, not for Rio, but for a different character. It makes me go, !
Mm-hmm. We've certainly had a lot of Cyberdramons be around.
In this show, yes, but they're
like
they're
at this point, it's pretty much certain Millennium Mon is involved. I'm waiting for a Chimera Mon.
Yeah. No, do you want me to say? And I guess
sure.
10-second spoiler. It's Vedramon.
Hmm. Okay.
As in Zero Maru Vedramon.
Oh yeah,
so
no, I'm just thinking of
things
that might be in Survive or in later episodes of this show.
No, which I'm not sure if it's a callback to the original Japanese Digivice, which you could unlock that Digimon on.
Yeah.
And the fact he's been in the card game, and also the aforementioned crossover. But so it could just be like a little bit of a thing, but it could be like a bit more of a let's just actually talk about the universe. And also another great moment for this could be the Vital Bracelet, which is coming out in March, which just came up for pre-order on Friday. I pre-ordered it, yay. And that could be like, if like the Vital Bracelet, I'm not sure how much people know about the Vital Bracelet, but
this is the
mascot,
first I've heard of it.
The mascot, which is Pulsemon, looks like an Appmon.
Ooh. Yeah, see,
like,
I mean...
except he doesn't have the tubes on his back, but if you told me that Pulsemon was meant to be an Atmon, I would say, okay, like, this would be a great moment to remember that Atmon exists.
It lets you do a stealth sequel, even if you can't get, you know, a real second season in, you can give us a little something.
I do not want a second season of Atmon, just on the basis of, like, I just want it to
I maybe want stay. An OVA like, the same with Tamers. Ending. Just, you know, give me, like give me Kizuna for Atmon of, like, it's 5 years later, let's see what everyone's life is. Do me a slice of life.
Like, even give me, like, a city drama like we got with Tamers.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
And Rookie has a motorbike, which is just like, yep, this is the future I wanted for her. Like, that's fine. Just give me something. I don't want a full... Like, I don't think I want a full season. I don't even know if I want, like, a movie. I just want, like... Yeah, I just don't want Atmon something. To be touched.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we kind of got a little bit off topic, but still on topic.
We did our predictions early this week.
Yeah, we did our predictions, but it was more of a broad prediction. Anyway, so yeah, Pulsemon, great. Thumbs up. Please be an Apmon-Digimon crossover. Just to mention, just to tie in all the seasons together. And again, this is why I know that this is impossible, but I've had another theory on Twitter, which is, what if this is the last Digimon anime season? Because we're tying in so much from the different parts of the franchise.
They're certainly what if looking we're going open to
either
it.
Change it. Yeah, like, what if we're either going just games now or just virtual pets, or if we're completely going to, like, change, like, we're going to continue on with more seasons that are like Atmon, that are more like almost
spiritual
successes.
I think they took a gamble on trying to bring back the franchise, and then COVID happened and it just... didn't play very well, which is really unfortunate, but I'm hoping that maybe... I know the games have really picked up in the last few years, so hopefully that'll be enough to get them try again in two or three years.
Like, there was, like, no... Like, from, like, 2007 to, like, maybe 2013? Maybe 2015 even. There were no virtual pets. And now we're getting virtual pet releases every few months. So, both remakes... and new ones, so yeah, everything's sort of picking up. I hope that we're going just into the virtual pet area, because that's the part of the franchise I actually participate in the most.
I straight up kind of want what if Siri were just, I don't know, Sirimon. Give me an Agumon who just kind of walks around my phone and is a good version of Clippy. I'd be, like, pretty into this.
Yeah. Well, give me
Professor Agumon as a tutorial for things.
Yes. Like, that's what I'm kind of excited about the Vital Bracelet, because it seems like we're going in a direction that makes the Digimon feel more real.
The Digimon lifestyle brand?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're definitely going in a direction that, anyway, so, Woodmon are impressed that Tai Chi and Metal Greymon are fighting for them. Metal Greymon starts to lose the fight against Tangdramon. Tai Chi's actually thrown off against, the ground off Metal Greymon, which is, we haven't done that for, like, 20 episodes. And Tai Chi then does the shonen, we can't lose in a place like this, I have to save Hikari, and this is where I start to worry. That were just shounening, but then Sora shows up and they let Garudamon save the day by herself. It's not the other characters this time, it's just Garudamon. And this is where the episode really picks up for me.
Yeah, it's the best bit of the episode by far.
Yeah, like, it's really nice. So there's a pretty good fight. Garudamon punches multiple Digimon in the face and it's great. And then Metal Greymon gets to Ultras mode to finish him off, as in Tangdramon. But overall, it doesn't come across as Metal Greymon just 100% solo the bad guy again, and it seems pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy with it. And so the fight's not over because Alamon and Megadramon are still around, and then a Parrotmon shows up, which is great to see, and
that's
the
cute.
Episode ends.
Yeah.
But in the encyclopedia, we learn about Skull Knightmon, and Koshiro had to ask around because there wasn't much information, and we find out that Skull Knightmon's probably competitive and surprisingly sensitive.
What
so that
is
gives
this?
Me like a weird sort of Tailmon vibe. Or maybe it's a cross between Tailmon and Wizardmon.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What a weird thing for why would Tentomon know this? Tentomon.
No, I think.
Are you even aware?
I think Koshiro asked around, like, random Digimon as well.
I guess, but, like, where did... This is a character whose personality so far has been, bwah-ha-ha, That's it. That's been this character's personality. What do you mean they're competitive and surprisingly sensitive? What? Elaborate. Give me something here. I want this to turn into an amusing anecdote.
Yeah, I want this, but the thing is, I want something to come of this. I don't want it to be just sort of like, oh, we just had to have him say something.
It's just Koshiro's like, voice actress is cheapest.
Yeah, and we find out that we get a Dark Nightmon next week, which is, I'm still hopeful we get something. Like, something that's good. Not always expectant, but that could be something good. Good things are good. You heard it here first. Alright, now we're done with the overall synopsis of this episode, as well as a few off-topic tangents. my apologies. Let's get to the discussion of this episode. What were our highlights?
Mimi. Somebody had to say
same,
it.
but also Sora actually showing up and
being a character. Nice.
Like, it is great, because especially with Sora, like, usually it's just the rest of the group show up and Sora's there, and we haven't really seen much, like, Sora being a character. Like, I mean, we still didn't really see her being a character, but it was nice to see Garurumon be super cool, and I really liked this episode on the basis that Sora was just finally there. Like, we finally have Sora just like, well, nobody else is really doing anything. I don't know what Yamato's doing. Takeru's carrying a Patamon. I'm gonna be a good character or something. She's gonna do the thing. And she does. She does the thing.
There was a really, I'm gonna get into a highlight early because we already did some of our discussion. There was a really kind of great moment early in the episode when I believe, someone can correct me on this, it is the first time that Yamato has ever called Koshiro by his name, and Takeru just has a very bisexual reaction to it, and it was really cute. It's a good ship. I'm here for it.
I think I missed that.
I don't think I saw that, but it sounds cute. But yeah, it's so good. It's right at the beginning when everybody's just talking.
Yeah. I mean, I know that the beginning when they're all talking is kind of like, I just like seeing the different shots in general.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Mimi's definitely a highlight. Joe is also a highlight. Like, he just still wants everyone to meet him there.
We had such a long recap as I'm going through this.
Yeah. Yeah, the recap's kind of varying.
5 minutes in by the time we get to the beginning of this episode. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we really wanted to pad out the time because, in general, and I guess maybe, I don't think this is a low light, but in general, this episode didn't really have much. Tai Chi fought some Digimon, and then Garurumon showed up, and that was the episode. Like, nothing really happened. It was some really cool action, though, and I really appreciate the action, and that's actually one of my highlights, is the action, and the fighting was really cool. It was a little bit different to what we've seen before. Like, as I said, Tai Chi actually got thrown off Metal Greymon, which should happen every episode, but has only happened like a few times in this whole season. Like, I know it happened very early on and it's happened in this episode, and that's about it. So surprisingly, I have like a lot of highlights for this episode. Considering it was just a Monster of the Week episode, considering this is definitely our first filler, like, I don't think we've ever had actual filler in this season, but this was just straight up filler. Like, nothing really happened. We're still going to have more fighting next week with the same Digimon that showed up. We're not going to get Hikari, so I think that this episode, like,
that's why we needed Lopmon to fill in for Hikari. Tachi needed a thing to say.
And if I'm not sure if Lopmon's even going to be a character.
I don't
like in terms
think
of
so.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think she's going to just turn around and like be one of the Holy Digimon. Even though I kind of thought she would
like,
be.
Oh God, we need a non-binary Holy Digimon. You know, the three genders, yeah. But also.
Yeah, the three genders, male, female, and furry.
Yeah, no, that thing's going to be wild. Yeah, I don't know. We keep opening up interesting things. I'm a broken record. I say this every week. We keep opening up some really kind of interesting ideas and then refusing to elaborate on it. I really feel like legitimately just because voices are hard. So we need enemies that don't really talk. We need good guys who don't need, you know, things to be, who need to be saved, but don't need a lot of motivation other than, I don't want to be eaten. Give me something a little more than I don't want to be eaten at halfway through the series, please.
Yep.
I don't remember what the goal is anymore. I guess we're stopping the Zurumon, who work for somebody who maybe worked for somebody.
Well, no, at the moment, we're just trying to get Hikari. But that just literally happened. I'm not sure about what the goal is besides that, though.
Koshiro made a point of saying he's going to keep looking into the NASA stuff. So I guess that's a thing. Like, there's background plot happening, except the interesting parts of the plot keep happening to people who are not on screen.
And, I mean, I just want, like, a slice of life with Mimi and Palmon just enjoying their time. It can be in the digital world. Yeah. It can be slice of isekai.
Slice of isekai would be amazing.
Yeah, slice of isekai, that is fine. So that could happen.
Slice of isekai is actually an amazing genre. But we can talk about that in a different tangent another week.
Yeah, because we've used up our tangent quota for this week.
Joe, everyone who wasn't Ty was great.
Yeah, basically. Which is, like, the main character of the show. Is kind of, like, getting more and more boring every episode.
Well, he can't progress, he can't do anything, he can't find Hikari. We've had so many kidnappings. In the span of, like, 4 days, he has solved, like, as many kidnappings. I think there have been 4 kidnappings in approximately 4 days, if that.
Yeah.
Technically, it might all be the same day. I don't think we've seen them sleep yet.
Oh, no, I think the other characters have slept, like, before the boat plot.
We could point out that Ty has apparently been up for 40 hours straight, mostly running for his life. Can he get a sandwich?
Yeah, Taichi's on, he's on, like, Armadaphnil or something. Like, he is so awake. He just goes. It's great.
Oh, so my favorite moment is about 10 and a half minutes in, when Koshiro is explaining about the space stuff, and his face just lights up when Yamato uses his name. And it's amazing.
That is cute. I didn't see that. I'll have to rewatch just for that part, because that sounds really cute. Are we ready for lowlights, or do we have any more highlights?
I definitely have some lowlights. I think I'm out of highlights.
All right, let's move on to lowlights, because I do not have... I have a surprisingly low amount of lowlights. Like, I can't really... I guess it's kind of annoying that we're just focusing on Taichi for another episode, even though, like, it worked out fine.
It's very much systemic problems.
Yeah, like, it... Again, like, some a lot of my lowlights are actually just lowlights for the whole season. Like, Lotmon just being, like... Hikari, because Hikari's not in this episode, in terms of just stares at Taichi while she's rescued, that's kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of wanted it to go somewhere, but I shouldn't have expected it in the first place. But yeah, I don't have that many lowlights, but Lotmon could have gone somewhere but didn't.
Yeah, Lotmon being a character would have been a better decision, but we already... We have characters from episode 5 that we haven't played with yet. So I don't know, it's fine. I'm usually pretty forgiving of animation errors and things, but wow, the fire CG was so Photoshop. Like,
yeah,
it's just the same static tree background, and then we put a layer of fire over a certain part. It was really weird, and I'm there's literally a shot that I saved of I bumped my mic. There's a shot that I saved of them looking at the forest after they kill the bad dinosaurs, where the trees are all just fine.
No, I think that's the other side of the forest.
I think you have to want that to be the case. No tree maybe, in any maybe, of... Maybe. No, none of the trees in this forest are damaged in any shot.
Okay, well, yeah, it was very much just like they wrote the episode and then just... completely decided, like, oh, it's okay, we can just the forest fire was prevented, or maybe the forest fire was the friends we made along the way. I don't know,
only Taichi maybe the can trees prevent forest fires.
Yeah. that was basically where I'm going here, but I don't know, like, yeah, the forest fire was very much just like it was the episode title, they escaped the burning jungle, and then it stopped being burning because it was no longer relevant to the plot. I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, a lot of my lowlights are just sort of, like, lowlights in general for the season. I'm not going to really fault the episode on that, because overall, I like the action, so I don't really have that much to complain this time.
That's fair.
Maybe I had too much pain medication when I watched this episode.
I really wonder if that might not be the case, because it was pretty low rent. Try it when you're a little more,
normal.
Right before you take the meds next.
Yeah, but, like... I don't know, I was just like, Well, I mean, I still notice the still an episode of Colin. Like, it's just, I still notice that, like, the quality of animation was kind of like a lot of weirdly drawn things that were in the background, or even not even particularly in the background, were just kind of like not dead center of the shot, like were a little bit weird looking. But still, I enjoyed the battle. I was just like,
the show
fighting
to its detriment very much has decided that one hit deaths are all we need. Like, no one needs to react to fire being breathed at them, because fire is an after effects thing we can do. They just explode without, like, making a sound.
Fire is a sometimes food. But I don't know. Like,
fire is a sometimes torture.
Yeah, it's a sometimes torture. But yeah, I just don't have that many lowlights. Maybe I need to rewatch this when I'm not mildly concussed and on pain medication for whiplash. Like, maybe that'd be a good idea. But I'm just like, this episode, it was just...
It had a...
Maybe I just really liked the action.
It had a beginning, a middle,
maybe...
and an end, and that's... that is a high bar for this season, unfortunately. But
yeah.
It's also not great.
Remembering Sora existed.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the bar is so low. Remembering another character that's not Yamato or Taichi existing is just great.
Yeah, the girls getting screen time is so rare, and it's like, you clearly love Mimi. We all love Mimi. Who doesn't love Mimi?
Yeah.
But
yeah, like,
give her some.
You
screen
could show
time.
Mimi and Palmon, like, doing anything. And I'd be like, this is the best episode I've ever seen in my life, just because of Mimi and Palmon. Like, they are my constant, like, shining stars in this season. And to see, like, Sora actually do something kind of useful and cool,
I would love to get to be on a focus group for Digimon and just be like, please let women talk.
Yeah. Like, I want Lady Devimon to be there too, and Lady Devimon to say, yeah, I'm always just there, but only to fight with the other female characters. I just kind of want to beat up boys, and I want to be more in depth than just I'm there and for some reason fighting with Angelmon.
Chisai, if you're listening, I'm contemplating the Lady Devimon sketch that says I just want to beat up boys.
Yeah, I just want to beat up boys. And that's the next commission that we'll do Chisai.
Yeah,
we'll
I think
make
it's
Chisai
your turn,
do.
But I'm fine with
Chisai
just being the official commission artist for Lost in Translation Mon.
Yeah.
It's a reverse
basically,
Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, she's our artist. But yeah, so there's just so many ideas. But yeah, Lady Devimon just wants to beat up boys. Do we have any other lowlights? Because as I said, I was on pain medication. Like, I went to the shops after taking the pain medication, and I turned to Bray and I was just like, so, normal to feel like the Earth's rotation, right? And he was just like, oh, here we go. And then, like, in the car ride home, I wasn't driving, obviously. I'd like to point that out. My car is not with me at the moment. I just had a laughing fit, so that happens. So, and then I watched this episode. That was my day.
Okay.
Any other lowlights? Because I am empty of lowlights.
I'm just gonna point out again, the silence is getting weird. It's not atmospheric silence. God, I wish we could get just an episode that's the first 5 minutes of the fourth Try movie.
Yeah.
Because
if
we're gonna
do it
silent.
Bolero to play.
Bolero could be so good here. Like, have Taichi have feelings about things and play Bolero as he slowly regains confidence. Anything.
We're getting Parrotmon next episode, which we've only really seen in the prequel, and we've seen in, I guess, slight spoiler, like the first 5 minutes of Kizuna, but never really that much ever again.
Yeah, it's
so
a shame.
So it's really nice to see Parrotmon.
Parrotmon is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Parrotmon deserves a lot more love because pretty cool design.
Uh-huh.
Very basic.
Just like
any other... Any other lowlights?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm done ragging on this episode. I get that it's got to be tough.
Right,
it's just rough. Ugh.
On to Stevie's stance. Stevie says that they thought the episode was fine and doesn't have really any thoughts beyond that. They barely managed to stay awake through the whole thing. So yeah, it was very much an episode, and I would agree that, like, it was fine.
Yeah,
it existed. On to our favorite characters. Mine is not a surprise. Well, maybe it is a surprise because I picked Sora, because I feel like I haven't really picked her. I pick her whenever I get a chance to justify picking Sora, And I've even picked Sora's mum at one point. But my choice this week was Sora. Quinn, who's your favourite character this week?
I am actually going to shake things up a bit and say Yamato. Because that favourite moment of mine, that highlight was really cute. He's being friendly. He's getting to know people. It makes Koshiro happy because he always feels inferior. It's a whole thing. It's great. Like, that little moment.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, you gotta rewatch it when you're a little sober, because...
You haven't a time. That'd be good. Like, but also, yeah, that'd be cute because Yamato is also maybe shown to not have many friends before.
Exactly.
Like, just being
like,
with his brother.
He's reaching out,
and
acknowledged that that's a new thing.
Mm.
Ugh, it's so good.
For Stevie's choice, Stevie picked Budmon because they were so pitiful, it was funny. That's fair.
Yeah.
But also, I'm surprised. But also, I am also very happy to see Budmon in general, because...
Yeah, no, Budmon
Sabers...
was a good choice. Good Woodmon was a pretty okay choice, too.
Yeah, like, Woodmon having that, being part of the trees, big... Like, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, they speak to the trees who have no voices.
Yeah. Anyway, on to a rating out of 5. Again, mine's probably too high because maybe my expectations are low. Maybe I had too much pain medication. Maybe it was just, I was just in a mood. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Huh. I'm going to say reserve the right to change that if you change your mind and just insert a thing tomorrow. But I'm going to say 2.5. I was going to give it a 2, but there were enough moments with characters who are not named Tai Chi that were pretty good that I'm upgrading it a bit.
Yeah, and Sora deserves it. Like, I don't know, I'm happy for Sora. Stevie gave it a 2.5, so I think that's just, like, the episode is probably more a 2.5 than it is definitely a 4.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy giving it a, putting it in as a 4, just because, like, I'm just happy for Sora being,
that's
like, existing.
That's super valid. You get to make your decisions the way you want to. It's fine.
Yeah, with the pain medication.
Hey,
and that
it helps.
Gives this, yeah, this gives this episode an overall of 9, but I am happy to put it at underneath all the other 9s because... Like, I'm the only one who gave it a moderately high score, and all the other 9s we seem to more or less agree on. So, where are my other 9s hanging out in this? I'm looking for episode 4, because that was something we gave a 9 to. So episode 4 we gave a 9 overall to, and episode 26 is above it. What do we give 26? 26 was a 9, so I'll give it above that. What's above 26? 27, which we gave a 9.5, so that I have found where it fits between episode 27 and episode 26. Where is episode 29? I put it so high up in my ranking, I don't know why, I just...
That's okay.
I like the fact that Sora was there.
Yeah, like I said,
so in
insert
our overall,
if you change your mind later, but hey, first impressions are also good.
Yeah. I've put it in an episode, so in the overall, it is in 20th place. In my ranking, it is in 8th place, which is probably far too high. But hey, I was also far too high. Pain medications, not even once. Quinn, where are we putting episode 29 in your ranking?
So I'm putting it in, if I've counted right, about 25th, 4th from the bottom, 5th from the bottom, between 19 and 20.
Yep. So
I'm sorry, between 20 and 10, one below that.
20 and 10, okie dokie. So between 20 and 10 puts it in 26th place.
Yep. Fair enough.
And then Stevie says put it below episode 27, which is... where's episode 26? Here we are. So Stevie is putting it in clickety-clackety-clack 20th place. So actually... Stevie's exactly in line with our overall ranking for episode 29 and episode 27, which are both in the same place as it is with the overall ranking.
They can be a little nicer than me with some things, and that's fine.
Yep. And now to move on to the questions, which I will get up on our YouTube with just a few clicks. Bear with me. Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. Oh, somebody commented on a video that My Hero Academia is trash. So, they're wrong.
I have only seen a few episodes.
All,
it seemed fine.
Anyway, so... first of all, we have something that I have pinned because I thought that it was really important. We have Snide on YouTube who says that they've never played the games about... Rio, so they know very little about the Millennium on lore. Is there anything that they might want to be aware of before he comes up in the series? And I'm so glad I pinned this, because otherwise I would have completely forgotten about its existence. Yeah, yeah. But a long time ago, like in the year of our Lord 2015, so 5 years ago, Jay and I actually covered all the Rio games on the podcast in the space between covering Adventure and Zero Two, because they all basically take place between Adventure and Zero Two. So if you would like to listen to that, it is on, it's one of our podcast episodes. It's also on YouTube. Once our website's eventually up again, I will be putting it in the link dump. It is the special number 4. So we have all our episodes, which is called episode 1, episode 2, and so on. But this is called special episode 4. I will link it, but you can also find it on YouTube or wherever you're listening to the podcast. It should be there.
I would be to discuss at some point doing another one, because I think it's been 5 years. We can talk about it in the context of Colon and Try and all of that. Just whenever the three of us would have time to go through it, but, you know.
Yeah. I just re-listened to that episode just the other day, and I'm just like, wow, it was just such a blast from the past, and I can't believe how much my voice has changed in 5 years.
Yeah, I've been both of us since then. God. Being trans is
that's
wild.
A long time. Yeah, like that was just a long time ago. But yeah, if you haven't listened to that episode, or if it's been a while since you listened to that episode, and you would like context on Millennium On, that's basically the purpose of that episode. And I did post it around a bit on social media the few days ago, just after the last episode, just because that is a very good question, because we have been mentioning Millennium On a lot, and a lot about the lore behind that. So it's definitely something that might be important to listen to, but I'm not sure how much they're going to actually mention Millennium On, if it's going to be.
So let me get just a real short version.
Yep.
So Millennium On is what happened. It started in the space between Adventure and Zero Two. I think it's after the movie, after our war game, but I wouldn't swear to that, that the Rio games start. Rio, I'm not going to go into that whole thing, because you can go check out that episode, had a very strange thing where he always had a different partner that he borrowed from one of the main characters. He worked with Agumon in the first game, then Vimon before Vimon met Daisuke, which is wild.
Yeah.
Convenient memory loss happened. He and Ken knew each other, so that was a whole thing. Then I think we've gone into some of that. But very importantly, when he does finally get his own Digimon, which, what was his original one? Vimon?
Monodramon,
there we go. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
When he did finally get his own actual partner in Digivice, Monodramon, who had a really cool evolution sequence. But anyway, Chimeramon was defeated and somehow went back in time or something, they found the dying remnants of Mugendramon the Dark Master. They did a permanent Jogress together to become Millenniummon, and then after multiple fights and Rio finding out that something-something life forces are linked, something-something, if both of you are alive, you'll just come to a stalemate forever because you're actually partners. Things get weird, Ken gets a dark spore, and then there is a forced Jogress between Monodramon and Millenniummon, at which point we get Cyberdramon. So, it's a whole thing. I am hoping that this hints that Rio is coming back. That would be awesome.
Mm.
It would be totally reasonable for that not to be the case, though. It's just a different Millenniummon.
Yeah, I mean,
but the multiverse idea just really appeals to me, and I feel like Atmon was a foray into, well, what if we had a wider universe? And it works.
Which could be cool. And I guess Cross Wars also had something like that. But yeah, it was almost like Millenniummon was a little bit obsessed with Rio, like in a weird way.
Yeah, it got like almost, you could definitely make some slash fic out of it.
I'm pretty sure that exists. But yeah, it sort of explains why Cyberdramon is completely out of control when we first meet him, and Rio has to basically hit him with a whip.
Yeah.
Because he's actually just straight up a bad guy.
Ryo is an interesting character in Digimon because these were weird games no one really cared about. So eventually we just go into, oh yeah, Ryo has like real bad PTSD and depression from, you know, that time Devimon said he was going to cut his head off and serve it to him. Serve it to his master on a platter, as you do. Yeah, no, it's neat stuff. I would love to pull that together. I would love to take some risks, and it would, you know, give some opportunities going into the future if we want to do more with games or anime that involves new characters, but sometimes Daichi comes back for reasons.
Yeah. Well, maybe depending on what we're doing, because Digimon is having like a 1 week of hiatus, well, Colin is on hiatus, maybe we could like briefly discuss the One Swan games.
That would be sick. I'd be down.
Yeah. So that could work depending on like how we're all, it'll be the same like recording time, so it'll be the same release time anyway. So it depends how people feel about that, but yeah.
And whether or not Stevie has time for it. Although we could do it without them if they can't be there, but it'd be down. It'd be good to have all three of us.
Yeah, so it's definitely something that we should discuss. Next, we have Des Information, who says, next episode, Lotmon will make an appearance. That a hint that it is not Angemon or Angelwoman that is really the Holy Digimon, but a Trubimon? Probably not, since it is too much of a big stretch for the series. I thought originally it was, because I think, like, we saw, like, Trubimon being one of the Holy Digimon in that lore episode with Valdemon. But I'm not sure. At this point, I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah.
Next, Mateus is talking about how we get separated. Even in our war game, you notice how separated the characters are. While the 02 cast stayed together as a group of friends for years, in Kazuna you can see the three boys just chilling in New York. And in that drama CD prequel to the movie, you have the 02 cast just going to karaoke with Hikari and Takaru, included just a couple of days before the events of the movie. That's why I love them. Their friendship is genuine, and they do random stuff like every human being would do, like using the gates around the world, and just for traveling, and even their personalities were kept intact. For that reason, I'm glad they didn't show up and try. So, yeah, they're talking about how we mentioned last week about how the kids sort of were forced into being friends, but the 02 kids seem much closer. And yeah, I would agree
with Mateus's points. I think that's part of why I initially liked 02 so much better. It has a lot of problems, but I buy these people as friends who enjoy spending time together and not...
But it...
I don't know, the Odaiba Day.
It's kind
of weird. You end up with the Odaiba Day thing feeling like an old, you know, war veterans reunion if you take that view, which is wild.
Yeah, a school reunion.
Yeah.
But the thing that feels weird about it is that the 02 kids in Try, like, Hikari just called Ken Ichijoji-kun.
Yeah.
And then didn't seem to be worried about the fact that their friends would disappear. Like,
oh, hey, that guy's possibly dead anyway. We killed Imperial Dramon. Okay.
And, yeah, I don't know why the tribe was so weird with 02 kids sort of being like that, but otherwise, like, Kazuna does a fine job with it, with them just being friends, that's nice. But also, I guess, like, two of them do get married. Daisuke and Ken, obviously.
Well, that's good. I don't want to know too much about Kazuna until we watch it for the podcast, so...
Yeah, definitely. Well, it just came up for pre-order in Australia, so that's exciting
we should definitely get on a special.
Mid-January. Yeah. Then last up we have Alpha Marugi, who says, well, people react to being kidnapped in all different kinds of ways, including complete surrender. But Hikari was, like, not even complete surrender. She was just blank.
Yeah,
so,
like, I mean...
I still hope that
I get it. I understand that Katatonia is a thing. I just think if we're not going to give her, like, an inner dialogue or a facial expression or something, it just comes off as, oh, we're just doing more Jesus, and I could use, as is true at most points of my life, I could use less Jesus in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I don't know, I still want there to be a reason why she's just so cool with being kidnapped. I hope there is.
I mean, it's just a Tuesday, because... that's what we do.
So that's it for the questions. Do we have any other miscellaneous thoughts for this episode?
Please do better.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and next time we will be covering episode 30, the Mega Digimon War Greymon. Do we have any other predictions for how this season's going forward, or what we can expect, except for obviously what's in the episode title?
I don't know. I mean, obviously we've got an evolution arc. I'm hoping we're going to use our separation wisely, and maybe Tai Chi can stop being the star for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let other people have a little screen time.
Yeah, I hope that... I mean, I know what's happening in this next episode, because I've read, like, the...
Taichi's not going anywhere, synopsis. We know that much.
Yeah, but I really hope that, like, we just sort of be finished with Tai Chi's evolution arc next episode, and then we move on to another character. Please. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Kind of worried now that he and Sora have reunited that we're just going to... Like, I really hope she flies off to do something else.
That would be really great. Either that or, like, let Tai play backup. Let Tai get hurt something. Let Sora take care of people with her Crest of Love. Let's talk about that for a minute.
I mean, because it's obviously an evolution episode from the title that we can tell.
Well, sure.
Is that, like, I'm kind of worried that we will just be having Sora be captive or something, and that's why we evolve. I'm kind of worried about that.
I am once again going to, like, let some hope spring eternal. Maybe, like, regardless of what happens next week with Sora, obviously Tai Chi's gonna be involved. But yeah, like, please give me, like, a 3 or 4 episode arc about Sora bonding with her Digimon finally before we get to her mega level, because, God, it's been so little so far.
Yeah.
I literally don't remember how many episodes it's been since Sora had a character development happen of any kind.
Well, this is episode 29, so 29.
And I don't remember when she changed hat.
But that just sort of happened.
It was, like, episode 16, and that was the most... Oh no, it was relatively early. Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah, it was early on. But yeah, Sora's not really had much of a character. The part she had the most amount of character was saying that her mum told her off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it.
Yeah, meanwhile, I maintain I want some shots of, like, Mimi's parents being like, "What? Where all of our kids disappeared again? Where is Tai Chi's mom?" Please. She has two missing children. Tai Chi's mom thinks that
she doesn't have children now. She's just sort of like, oh, well, I guess I never had kids.
Yeah, well, you know, but, the dream of many a parent. Yeah,
I don't really have many predictions. I hope that the episodes get good.
Yeah.
Jesus. That'd be nice. I can't wait for Mimi's next episode, because Mimi's episodes are just really cool.
Yeah.
I just...
Please give Mimi a different mega this time.
Yeah, I don't like our chances with that.
Yeah, no jiggle physics, please.
Oh yeah, if she's just Rosemon but minus the jiggle physics, that's fine. Yeah, like, no, maybe just give her, like, a sports bra. Because, yeah, well, like, honestly, she must be in so much pain.
She, like, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to shame her for having, like, you know, being a big-breasted woman, because, like, that's not her choice.
Right, and even that's the outfit, like, Slay Queen, but still...
Yeah, boobs, like, do not work. It must be really painful when you're in battle and all of a sudden your boobs start jiggling around. Like, just wear a sports bra, sweetheart. Like, you can get one that, like, looks quite nice.
Yeah. Ooh, Rosemon who wears a binder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be like that'd a be Baromon or something?
No, I just wanted to be canonically, you know, we've had cute mons, mom and dad, who got to be different designs of a allegedly the same species. Do it, cowards.
Yes, absolutely. Give me
male-presenting nipples on an Angewomon.
Yes. But, do you have any other predictions or anything?
No, I'm just ranting at this point. Be queerer.
Well, let's wrap this up, because I want breakfast and I want pain medication.
I mean, me too, honey, but we all gotta make sacrifices.
Yeah. At least I don't have to work today. At least, like, I'm on holidays, because otherwise I'd be starting work in 4 minutes, which I do not like the sound of.
I am glad that you don't have to start work.
Yes, me too, but I still have to do things.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be able to do the website soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening. The link dump will be linked in the description once the website's back in business. I don't really have an estimate on how long that'll take, but it'll be up eventually, hopefully within a week. Our Redbubble's linked in the description, and that is still there. That is not attached to the website. And you can contact us and stay updated. Email us at lostintranslationone@gmail.com. Obviously, you cannot contact us on our website because, as I said, website, go boom boom at the moment. I cannot upgrade it at the moment. So you can follow us at Translation on Twitter, because, again, Twitter is not my hosting. You can go on our Twitter, and that is where updates will be involving episode releases for the time being, and any releases that we do in general will be on the Twitter, so check that out. But we also do have a Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which is also we will do videos on our YouTube. And also check it out, the video that Jay and I did 5 years ago where we covered the WonderSwan games, if you would like a bit of backstory to do with that. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit And we'd appreciate if you review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use, and we'll read it out on the show. And we do have a website, but it is down at the moment because I didn't upgrade it before the car crash. Yay. And of course, you can donate to our Patreon, which link in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a listen Discord server, but there are higher levels and more rewards, so check it out. And also, thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who's Wild Wing 64 on Archive of Our Own, Kadawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who is Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Maimon, Sam, Spiral, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, Underhunt of Rewatch Podcast, Silverhead Freak 25, Magnus, Lucas, Blind Man, and Japhus. And you can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. And it's paypal.me/edgemon. And I also have a Ko-fi account, which is ko-fi.com/airdraw. And I can't believe the one time I did the outro without flubbing at all was the time I was...
And,
no, mildly concussed as well. Don't forget about the concussion. Incredible. It's fine.
Well done. I needed to stay silent that was fun. I witnessed a miracle.
Yeah, basically. Like, I had the power of Hikari through me, like, clearly. But anyway, so thank you for listening to this episode. Benches. And Quinn, where can we find you? Nowhere?
Yep, occasionally. Moncast just should here. Be back in the next month, I think. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Okay, cool.
I think so. I think, yes. But anyway, so thank you for joining me, Quinn. And Stevie was joining us with their thoughts, so thank you, Stevie, for sending us through your thoughts on the episode. And of course, thank you for our wonderful listeners to listen to this episode. And hopefully the website will be back in business soon. And we will see y'all next week, and hopefully I will still be able to not flub the outro and be also less concussed. So let's fingers crossed for that miracle. So thanks for listening, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye. In the next time. There we are. I finally flubbed. All right. We'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.
And out.